USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the President of Mexico meeting at the White House on Wednesday. The President saying that the United States and Mexico have a close relationship.
The people of Mexico and the United States are joined together by shared values, shared faith, and shared future on this beautiful continent. We're both proud sovereign nations built over generations by the sweat, sacrifice, and devotion of hardworking people who love their country and who give everything they have to create a better life for their beautiful children. In the United States, the extraordinary contributions of Mexican Americans are felt in every industry, every community, and every facet of our nation.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 177 points to finish the day at 26,067. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the coronavirus pandemic is clearly not over, and the single best thing Americans can do is wear a mask.
It's clear it's the right thing to do. It's time for us to take responsibility not only for our own health, but for the health of others.
Speaking with reporters, a Kentucky Republican says the GOP wants to wait and see regarding the status of COVID-19 before deciding on another congressional relief package.
I can tell you confidently it won't be $3 trillion. That bill is not going anywhere. And in terms of the amount, we'll let you know when we announce it.
The Kremlin announced last week that 78% of Russian voters supported changing their constitution to permit Vladimir Putin to remain president of the Russian Federation until 2036. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas saying they're troubled by the recent actions by the Russian government. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump has formally started the withdrawal of the United States from the World Health Organization. Now, reacting to that news, former Vice President and presumptive 2020 Democratic nominee Joe Biden, who says if elected president, he'll get the United States right back into the WHO. As far as what this move means, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News it's very complicated.
Well, Neil, this is a very complicated subject, and I can tell you that a lot of people are feeling very confused and very upset when it comes to the World Health Organization, feeling that they were potentially misled in the beginning and maybe even continues to be so. I do think that there is a role for the World Health Organization in our fight against public health and global pandemics. So severing those ties, I'm not actually sure, you know, if there are stipulations in place, if this is something that is going to happen, if metrics aren't met. I don't necessarily know the details there, but I can tell you that the World Health Organization does play a vital role when it comes to the public health of our world. So I really hope that we can come together as many countries to fight not only COVID-19, but future pandemics to come.
Walgreens is set to open hundreds of doctor offices inside its drugstores across the United States. They are partnering with VillageMD to offer scheduled appointments, walk-ins, home visits, and telemedicine. The clinics will be built inside the existing buildings with exam rooms and a waiting area. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.